Tonight begins the fourth night of Chanukah. And as we continue our journey through this incredible Yom Tov, we are overwhelmed by the incredible symbolisms. In past nights, we've spoken about the symbolisms of the menorah, so many of the deeper embedded symbolic messages of the halachos, of the various rituals and laws concerning Chanukah. But for tonight's message, I want to share with you an incredible insight on the ancient custom of playing dreidel. We know that the custom of playing dreidel after the kindling of the menorah has been part of our tradition of Chanukah for many, many generations. And of course, it's a time for families to come together. It's an incredible time to remember the words, Nes Gadol Hayah Sham. A great miracle occurred there. Of course, if you're playing outside the land of Israel, if you're playing in Israel, your dreidel looks a little bit different. Nes Gadol Hayah Po. A great miracle occurred here. But what's the symbolism? Generally, in Judaism, we're not too big into little games or just things that just have frivolous meaning or lack of meaning. But everything we do, from the lighting of the menorah to the spinning of the dreidel, has incredible symbolism and importance. So what is this symbolism of the dreidel? And so there are many different beautiful answers that are brought down in the Svarim throughout Hasidic literature. But tonight I choose to share with you one idea by the great Hasidic master, the Moshe Leib of Sasov. And the Rebbe says, and I want to quote to you, he says, V'tzarech l'umot kein miminhag Yisrael Torah l'sachik b'dreidel. One should learn the incredible importance and symbolic meaning of playing with the dreidel. Why? She'sovivim oso ma'at le'milamala. Because what do you have to do with the dreidel? You just spin it a little bit on top. V'zegorim she'yistoviv achar kach me'atzmo pa'amim rabos ein sefor le'mata. One little flick of the wrist on the top of the dreidel sends the dreidel in multiple revolutions. Too many revolutions to count. One little flick of the wrist and the dreidel is propelled for at least a little while of perpetual motion. And the Rebbe says so beautifully, what an incredibly profound message for Chanukah and for life. As we've spoken about every night, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of rededication. Chanukah is the time where we take a look at our lives, we take a look at ourselves, and we figure out, how can we be more? How can we do more? How can we self-actualize and be the best version of ourselves? And a lot of times when it comes to change, we think that change requires dramatic, heroic activity. I have to do something amazing. I have to turn my life upside down. I have to eradicate everything that is negative and only bolster all that which is positive. And when we think about that, generally what ends up happening afterwards is we become a bit despondent and filled with despair, because it's hard for me to turn my life around and it's hard for me to turn myself around. And comes along the beautiful little dreidel and teaches us the secret to life success. One little movement, one little flick of the wrist, one little spin leaves you spinning in multiple beautiful directions. You see, my dear friends, the secret to growth in life is nothing dramatic or heroic. It's just something small and little. It might even be something that no one else notices. It might be something that no one else even picks up on, but you know you're doing different. The secret to successful living is just a little flick of the wrist. Change something. Take on something. Better yourself in some small way. Reach out to your friends, to your family, to your neighbor, to yourself, to your God. Just a flick of the wrist. Just do a little something to turn your life in a different direction. And you will be amazed at the results. A little Chanukah pastime. A little game that we often like to play with our children, or our children enjoy playing with one another. Turns out to contain the very secret of successful living. A little flick of the wrist. A little positive momentum, a little bit of good movement in any life direction sends your dreidel of personalistic development spinning and spinning and spinning. So in this Yom Tov of Chanukah, when we focus on rededicating ourselves, sometimes if you aim too big, you end up not doing anything at all. But if you take upon yourself just to do something small, add to your life, bolster your persona, build your spirituality in some small flick of the wrist way, there is no telling what could occur. Wishing all of you a wonderful evening and a lichtige Chanukah.